Today's podcast is brought to you by Buffalito Contingency, a novel by Lawrence M. Schoen, featuring hypnosis, ectoplasm, alien sex wrestlers, liquid gravity, extortion, limited amnesia, saurian toilets, and miniature bison-like creatures that fart oxygen. Published by Hadley Real Books.
Sunday, September 25th, 2011.
Today you get the treat of another guest interview recorded live during last month's Kep'a Wamach Chor Ditch, the 18th Annual Klingon Language Conference, and another glimpse into the mind of yet another Klingon speaker. We have a very special treat for you today. Rich Yampel, also known as Chod Kankor Chod, is with us here at the Kep'a, a preeminent Klingon speaker who will now share with you his favorite word in Klingon.
It's almost impossible for me to pick one favorite word.
And yet you will.
I can narrow it down to about three.
One word, sorry, we're almost out of time.
Well, I will pick from a...
Thank you so much. That has been Rich Yampel. Oh, wait. The engineer is signaling me we have time for one more word. Your favorite word, please.
What difference does it make? As soon as I say it, you're going to go, wrong!
And that, too, will be instructive for the folks listening at home.
All right. After careful consideration, from amongst my three favorites, I have picked the word...
Would you spell that, please?
Apostrophe E apostrophe.
Eh, and that means?
Well, it's a wonderful little word. It doesn't have a great direct translation into English, but what it does is it refers to the previous thing said in such a way that you end up constructing things with sort of like tennis, where you lob a sentence up and then hit it over the net, so that you state a whole sentence just so you can then talk about it using eh. So the example I would give would be mumushcha eh vecharpetchu, which would mean she loves me. I don't believe that at all. So the whole thing would be, I don't believe that she loves me at all. But we said the whole sentence, she loves me, just so we could talk about it with the eh.
And you folks listening at home or wherever you might be cannot see that Chod Kankor Chod is holding the sentence up in his hands. lobbing it, I believe, was the term he used. That's all for me today, except to say, Kot me poshmoch cho, language. Opens worlds.